de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este, I love to read and I love books. And I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking about Uprooted by Naomi Novik. Uprooted is first published by Del Rey in 2015. And this week I'm talking about fairy tales. Agnieszka lives in a village deep in the wood, where an ageless hermit wizard called the Dragon lives in a white tower nearby. The wood is no ordinary forest. It's twisted and enchanted, and it takes people, including the queen who disappeared in the wood 20 years earlier. And over the years, the wood has gobbled up entire villages. Now the villagers depend on the Dragon to keep the wood under control. Once every 10 years, as payment for his protection, a 17-year-old girl must leave the village and serve him in his tower for 10 years. She must not return to her village for the whole period. Needless to say, the rumours of what the Dragon does with these girls are rife. But the next 10-year period is about to start, and the time has come for the Dragon to select a new girl, and Agnieszka is one of the group of girls of the right age. Agnieszka is a little wild and absent-minded and always wandering off and getting herself dirty. She knows there's no chance that she'll be selected by the Dragon, but her best friend, the beautiful and clever Cassia, is the front runner of the village. Everyone knows Cassia will be the one. And Agnieszka is devastated at the idea of losing her best friend to the monster in the tower. When the day of the selection arrives, to everyone's surprise, the Dragon doesn't select Cassia at all. It takes Agnieszka instead. Agnieszka is taken to the strange white tower, where she's a bumbling failure as a serving girl, and the Dragon is gruff and condescending, until Agnieszka shows her real skill for magic. Then when Cassia's mother arrives at the tower and explains how Cassia has gone missing in the wood, Agnieszka does whatever she can with her blossoming magical skills to save her best friend, with or without the help of the exasperated Dragon. Now this book is beautifully written in the true style of a medieval Eastern European fairy tale or folk tale. The language is descriptive but simple and vivid. There are dark woods, magicians, magical swords, spells and potions, kings, queens, brave princes, people being turned to stone, and of course the battle between good and evil. The story is told from Agnieszka's perspective, and she is a strong, determined, often pig-headed female character who is extremely loyal to her best friend and her village. The initial premise of the story is similar to Beauty and the Beast, a story which I have to admit I'm not a great fan of. But this is more, for me, a story of female friendship and looking after your own local community against evil, set in the lush backdrop of forests and castles. But it's not only Agnieszka. Cassia herself is not a passive character. She's also just as feisty and protective, but with less magical abilities. I also quite enjoyed the foppish rival magician, the Falcon, for his sheer arrogance as a distinction between the other characters. And the wood itself is a really key character the whole book. This book is about the environment and how we treat our forests. And it posed the question for me, one day will the forests start to fight back? As I said, the prose is beautiful and something to wallow in, but it's not all pretty descriptions. The plot moves swiftly as Agnieszka battles against the wood in its various guises, and it's true to its fairy tale roots, pardon the pun, and weaves enough familiar elements to feel like a story that I've known all of my life. So if you like fairy tales, feisty women, friendships, magical spells and potions, and evil trees, I heartily recommend Uprooted by Naomi Novik. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed Madeline's speculative fiction review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me on Art District Radio at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. Until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.